Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's the Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Woo! Hello, hello.
Ashante, Molly.
Hello. How are you settling into the new year?
Oh, you know, swimmingly.
Swimmingly.
I would say.
Jeez.
You know, just trying to get ready for the snowpocalypse.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not going to be doing any swimming. We're going to have to climb mountains.
Yeah, we're going to be skiing our way out of the dump that's supposed to hit.
Right, by the time you guys listen to this, it will have already happened. Who knows? Maybe the predictions will be wrong and there won't be any snow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only time you don't pray for 6 inches. You know what I mean?
Oh my
coming
god.
In hot, y'all.
Oh my god.
Ready. Well,
she's hot tonight.
Ow! I stopped at the store earlier because...
Was it crazy?
It was bananas.
I bet.
I mean, it's, you know... And it was kind of comical in my head because I stopped because I truly did need... Like, it wasn't whether was coming or not.
Right.
Like, snow, rain, sun, or wind.
Right.
Like, you weren't stocking, I had to go to the store.
Yeah, you weren't stocking the shelves on this trip.
No, like, I actually had... So, what's funny is I had, like, the world's worst headache. And I was trying to find liquid Tylenol for random reasons.
Okay.
And I finally found it and I was like opening it and drinking it in the store because I had such a bad headache.
No.
I felt like those people that like eat their grapes.
Yeah,
like,
right.
They go through I'm paying for this too. I'm like, sorry.
Oh, goodness.
So I looked like that crazy lady.
I just need drugs.
Yeah.
Pouring down my throat.
Chugging her drugs as she's walking down the soup aisle.
Well, did it help?
Good. Modern medicine is amazing.
It's amazing.
It really is. I don't know how, I guess people in the 1800s just did cocaine, so that's probably how they
good times. All
right. It was absolutely packed and people were, I guess I just sat there and I thought, okay, we've all lived here in the central area, you know, central Midwest states here for how long?
This isn't our first snowstorm.
No. It is. I mean, like 6 inches, even if we got 10 inches, we're going to get out in a day or two.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
be stuck with a week's worth of food, and you're going to want to get out of the house or have pizza delivered or some kind of human interaction.
Right.
Like, all that food's going to go to waste. Like,
I know.
It just kind of cracks me up, and I guess I'll be the one that goes first in an apocalypse because I'll be like, dude, I truly didn't prepare.
I ran out of food, guys.
I didn't believe anybody, but... I don't know.
Didn't do any extra shopping for the occasion.
That's, I mean, you've always got stuff in your cupboard, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, for sure.
It just amazes me how many people are like, I need more bread. I'm like, wait.
10 gallons of milk.
Yeah.
Stat.
And, I mean, I never finish a gallon of milk anyway.
Right.
So.
Oh, man.
It's, you know, whatever.
Well, hopefully all of our listeners are safe at this point and dug out of wherever they were.
Yes. Hopefully it gave you a chance to catch up on any past. So That's the Thing
episode. Podcast,
sure. So.
What a great time to listen to podcast.
All right. Well,
cool.
Molly Miles, what do you have for us today?
All right. So this topic comes brought to you per the hubby, a.k.a. my husband.
I love him.
He's
a good man.
Yeah, he's definitely an avid Reddit lurker.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he saw this tag on there, and I did some research on it. And have you heard, this is very bougie, Angela.
Oh, I love
very
it.
Very bougie.
Bougie.
Of the top 1% billionaires of our world.
Know them well.
Friends of yours.
Best.
Hang out Saturday night.
Yes, yes.
They are the new trend. For that particular demographic is back to basics sabbaticals.
Oh.
So going on vacations, and they kept calling it like sabbaticals to get you back in touch with regular people.
Right. Common folk.
Yes. Yeah. So
shopping at the grocery store during the snowpocalypse.
Yeah, right. That's challenge accepted. Can you handle it? So I guess like over the last like 2 years or whatever, there is a company called Original Travel. They're based out of London. And the guy said that he had, booked at this point only like 80 80 sabbaticals.
Well, there's not that many billionaires in the top 1%.
Right.
I mean, so, 80s probably.
Yeah, but the new trend for them, and so what they, it's like a month long. They cost millions of dollars to take.
To live like us,
millions of dollars. And they sometimes can last almost up to a year long.
Oh.
They have multiple destinations.
Oh.
So it is like them, this company, Original Travel, will, what they do is they will make sure you have passports for all of your countries that you're going to be visiting. You're basically going around the world.
Okay.
And passports available, ready for you, all of like renting a regular car, you know, to like go and like drive like regular people do.
Get your license.
Yeah. And they arrange for all of that stuff, like, or any hotels that you're going to be staying in. There's one like point where you go and you stay with indigenous people and like live in a tent.
Oh.
There was
real basics.
Yeah. There was like learning how to hunt and cook your own food.
Oh.
The place that they went to do that was the San, S-A-N, but with the thing over the top.
The tilde.
Tilde.
Is that what it's called?
The A. Yeah. The San indigenous people, where they learned how to hunt and cook. Like they would spend like a week there with them. They were doing diving with sharks. Don't start that damn song. No. It has been banned from my house. Don't start the shark song.
I'm sorry. No. It just comes out.
Baby shark.
Daddy
shark. For those of you who don't have children, I don't know how Angie knows this song because she doesn't have children.
But,
oh, that's true. You
and
do.
She loves it.
She loves it.
Oh,
all right. Well,
sorry.
You sing that to her.
Okay.
Anyways. No, like diving with sharks where it would like during the salmon run and stuff like that.
Oh.
Snow leopard watching, where they actually go out and they have helicopters and spotters like looking for the snow leopards. And then these people are staying in like an encampment and they get whisked away to see the snow leopards like when they find them and stuff.
All right.
So this is their like back to basics
trip.
Yeah.
First of all, there's nothing basic about snow leopard watching.
Right. But, like, you know, like living in an encampment while you're waiting.
With your Fiji water.
Well,
I'm sure they're not eating the... Well, I guess if they have to hunt and cook their own food.
Well, yeah. Like, I think with the snow leopard one...
They have a guide, at least?
Yeah, they probably... Okay. Yeah. They got somebody orchestrating the whole entire thing.
Right, okay.
Well, and then... So, remember I had said that these are, like, sabbaticals that last a month to maybe up to a year.
Sure.
Well... These billionaires or whatever have families, you know, so these kids are going along for this, and they're wanting their kids to like see and experience this and everything. But one of the perks that this place provides also is teachers that come along with the trip to
school kids. You gotta get school credits. You
can't. Imagine how, like, I mean, these people, like these teachers probably get paid a crazy amount of money.
Shit tons.
And like all that, like.
All of our teacher friends out there that listen.
Yeah, do this.
Do this. Stop buying Crayolas on sale at the Walmarts.
Right.
Before school starts.
Although, I don't know.
Just supply your classroom. Just lead the indigenous folk for a year.
But what if you're like not
and
like
teach
a...
their bratty child Chesterton.
Right. Chesterton.
I don't know what their name is.
What if you're not like a campy person and then you have to go on this trip? And, like, live in a tent.
These people aren't campy people either. Let me just say. They're glamping at the indigenous.
Yeah, I'm sure
like,
it is.
I'm sure they're probably
is.
Like, oh, it was nice. We're going to go over here to our quarters.
Right.
Like,
yeah, they had pictures of the tent that was, it was just absolutely, like, Persian rugs and everything.
Exactly.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
One of the services that the company also provides is running a website. So while you're on your sabbatical, your family and friends can check out what you've been doing on your journeys and everything like that.
Oh, you're not just completely Instagramming it every single time?
Right.
You're just putting it on your website?
The company does it for you.
Oh.
Yeah. The Original Travel place.
I don't know that I would. If you came to me and were like, guess what? I can't do this podcast anymore. This, again, I'm my Valley Girl boo. I can't do this podcast anymore because I'm going on sabbatical to get back to basics.
Right?
So, but you can follow my travels on watchmollygo.com. I'd be like, go F yourself. And
watch Molly go down.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're...
Whee! Like, oh, that's great. That's
I'd
great.
Be like, yeah, no, probably not going to keep up with that.
Sharks.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Oh, look, here's my children.
I have a whole What's website.
What's 2 plus 2? 7. We're working on it.
Our travel teacher sucks.
Right? She got yeah. jumped last
I don't know. Like, I've, like, got, like, had, like, mixed feelings about it. Like, I think it's super cool that they're doing that. And, like, it sounds like a really, like, cool journey and all that stuff. But I don't know. Like...
Let's not call it back to basics. Let's just call it, I have a lot of money and I'm taking a year off to explore new cultures and worlds. Right. Because none of this is basic.
Right. And that's part of it. Like, when I was reading the articles and things like that were just kind of like, well, this is just you, like, spending your money and, you know, like, I don't know.
None
like,
of this is basic. Yeah. Like, if you really wanted to get back, like, to me.
Go trekking, like, backpacking and stay at hostels and, like,
no,
stuff like
that. No, come
live
in my house for a week and go to Walmart or the Jewels when it's a snowpocalypse
out.
And, you know what I mean? Like, shop on Black Friday somewhere.
Right.
I mean,
like,
on Veterans Parkway when State Farm gets out. Like, come on.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like, this trip is costing, like, millions.
Change a diaper.
Right. This is, like, costing, like, millions of dollars or whatever. It's like, well, then.
It's not really,
like,
basic.
How back to basics could it be? But, yeah, that's what they kept calling it. And we're saying, like, this sabbatical that they were taking, how they were just trying to reconnect with regular people.
Well, and so...
And that's my Valley Girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's really going to piss you off then is that I was reading something, and this was a while back, that, like, Kim Kardashian rented this regular...
I'm already rolling my eyes.
Like, rented this super regular, like, ranch.
Okay.
Home.
Oh.
Like, an Airbnb or something like that. Like, but just a normal two-bedroom or three-bedroom house, you know, which is normal appliances and everything, because she just really wanted to see how other people lived or something like that. And I'm like,
okay.
It's not like, again, we're not the indigenous people. It's not a culture thing. Like, we live the same as you do. We feed and bathe ourselves. And, like, we put our own, well, maybe
our light fixtures just may not be as nice as you
are. Right? Like,
our square footage is a little less.
Yeah. I have generic Charmin. You know, you maybe you have gold Charmin or Louis Vuitton Charmin. I don't know. But. I mean, it was just, but it was almost insulting because, you know, and it was just, and she kept taking all these pictures and putting them out on Instagram about, you know, oh, look at us. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I guarantee you didn't stay night.
Wonder,
you stayed at the Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, and these, like, billionaires, like, going to, like, live with the indigenous people and learn how to, like, hunt and cook. Like, I wonder what those people are actually really thinking about it. Like...
Oh.
The indigenous people.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Like,
whatever word, in whatever is indigenous for motherfucker, that's what. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever their language.
These
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe they're hoping it's like a Madonna thing and they'll adopt one of their kids. And Angelina Jolie will show up.
I take you home with me now. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's probably kind of not insulting because, I mean, this is how this
well, I guess
is their
you
culture
look at
and
it,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
so.
And you can look at it from both ways. Like, this is a learning experience or a teaching experience and, like, things like that. Or this is like, hey, kids, we're at the zoo. Look at the funny people. Like, you know, like, I don't know. But
well, hopefully if they're going to all these places, maybe it's more of an excursion where it's not so much. But you said that
they said they stay with them for, like, a week and they have, like, a tent and, like, an area, like... Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they're spending
back
their money on.
Back to basics. Not quite back to basics.
Yeah, So, super bougie. Yeah, millions of dollars.
Wonder if they stop at Giraffe Manor.
Probably.
Yeah.
And they probably get to ride the giraffes.
Giddy up.
Like they used to do. It's back to basic.
Right? Remember when Christopher Columbus did this?
Yeah.
Didn't he ride giraffes?
Totally.
Or he, like, swam on them or something. I don't remember.
Oh,
didn't
too
they
much.
Swim with dolphins? I'm the Nina and the Santa Cruz or whatever it was. I don't know. That's my Valley Girl. Gross. Santa Maria. So, yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty bougie.
It's very, very bougie. Yeah. Kind of annoying, but I'm also coming from the position that's never an excursion I will ever be able to do.
Afford so, or you do, know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, so. I don't know if this podcast takes off. We might have to take a sabbatical to get back to basics.
Yeah. Totally.
Back to our roots.
Yeah, you know, deflate our heads a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, yeah, that's my thing for the week.
It's good. Yeah. I know. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's the trend. It's the trend going on.
So, well, at least they're not, you know, it's not, well, I don't know, you know, here's $5,000 a night to go to Bora Bora. And,
right.
You know, but that still sounds glamorous as well. Yeah, I'd rather do that than, you know, camp.
Sit in like a little igloo waiting for snow leopards to come
out. Dig a hole to poop in.
Yeah, right. I can do that for free.
Right. Hey, there's a snow leopard. Great. Looks like the one I saw on the internet. Where's the drinks?
That's right.
Where's the hot pool guy?
Yeah. Give me the massage.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, what do you have this week, lady?
Well, so this week I found, and I feel like we almost need to just rename our entire podcast to So That's a Facial Thing, because there's so many.
Okay.
You know, you had done the foreskin facial.
Right, right.
A while back, and we talked about like PRPs and some other stuff that goes on. So
I mean, everybody's always looking for a new way to get younger, look younger, to look fresher.
It's not going to happen. Aging is real life. You know, it's part of real life. And I appreciate
it. Until we learn how to create new skins for ourselves.
Oh, that'll be episode
where we just unzip and replace ourselves. Yeah,
that'll probably be like episode 68. We'll be like, oh, so by the way, remember when we were talking about...
There's like a snake skin thing
going on. It's a thing now. You can shed your own skin. Super cool. It's like we're really trying to just push the envelope of what we should and should not be doing and everything. So there's actually two different types of facials. Because one of them came to me through one of our listeners, a friend of mine, Andy. She had tagged me on it and was like, totally a thing. And I was like, oh, okay.
You know, worse than,
to me it's worse than foreskin because, but of course it leads you down, you know.
Of course.
Something else pops up. So the first one that I found was a snail facials are a thing now.
Like, are the snails still alive?
Snails are still alive. Okay. So it's exactly as it sounds.
Okay.
It is you laying down and somebody taking snails, live snails, and placing them on your face and letting them... squirm around your face as they leave their mucus trail.
I think like the flinch factor for me would just be, this would not be a good scene.
Oh,
like I'd be flinching.
Well, and the video that I was watching this, I mean, this girl seemed very calm and she was just kind of, but like you look and I mean, they are just, what was the last time you truly looked at a snail?
I mean, I've watched like Planet Earth and stuff like that, and like, so I can just,
they
I,
have
I can't,
their, like,
yeah, their
the
eyes are at the
and
top,
then the tail, and then the eyes, and like they get around, and that's, and then they, so anyway, but yeah, so they let them crawl around on your face, and they leave their slimy mucus behind.
I'm thinking about like now, like the old days where they used like leeches.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like,
to remove toxins or whatever.
Well, but the leech at least, like, sucks it out. Yeah,
we're just sliming.
Well, because apparently...
Okay.
People have got it in their heads that... you could fart on someone, and that's going to be the next thing, fart facial.
It's like a hot, a hot towel type scenario.
Yeah, it's going to be a fart facial, and they're going to be like, oh, but the nitrous oxide, the gas just has so much effect for your skin. So somebody said that the slimy mucus that is excreted.
Okay.
This is a gross word.
It's your favorite word.
Excreted from the snails. Do contain nutrients and antioxidants and hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
That helps to make your skin look younger.
Still don't need to put it on your face.
Which I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, so antioxidants. And hyaluronic acid, like, there's a whole commercial out right now for some, like, L'Oreal face cream that has hyaluronic acid in it. Just go buy it.
Yeah.
Why do you need a snail on your face? So, the whole thing...
Is that
thing,
stuff made from snails, then? The hydroponic acid?
I no. don't know. Who knows? No, I would say... who knows?
They're, like, squeezing snails over right? a jar.
So, okay. that was okay. kind of my thought, was, like, can't we just extract it and then, like, you know, mix it with some aloe and foreskin and...
Just slap it all in there.
All grind right. it up a little, yeah, you know, yeah. Send it on its way.
Okay.
But they claim that it actually, so it does help to, it's supposed to help your make your skin look younger. It helps to,
I hope it's not the opposite.
Right? It helps to clear up acne. And okay. then they also said it helps with stretch marks, which, who fucking has stretch marks on their face? Like, that was a little odd for me, because they were just talking about it as a facial. It's not like the snails
right, they
are
go all over your body. Yeah.
Clearing up stretch marks or whatever. So, but okay. I don't know. So, but these people are swearing
by it. And you
still
have a really big head.
Yeah. Like, I guess, right? And then it got smaller. Were you in Beetlejuice?
Okay.
So, of course it started in Northern Asia.
Of course.
Crazy rich Asians. Why not?
Yeah, like, who thought of this? This is crazy.
Well, so actually, so what's funny is that, they said that this is something, again, it's been around forever.
Oh.
So, Hippocrates, the ancient Greece gentleman.
Oh, we're going way back.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Ancient Greece gentleman Hippocrates, they said that there's actually documentation that he used to crush snails and mix it with sour milk to help with skin inflammations.
Oh.
Which really, acne is kind of like a skin inflammation.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, so okay. there's documentation apparently that this goes back a long way.
Somebody found the ancient scrolls.
Right.
And we're like, we're putting snails on
faces.
They
were like, well, shit. Don't turn this into the, what do you call it, the museum. No.
It's snails on faces
snails
for everybody.
Snails on faces for everybody. So anyway, so this spa that's in Northern Asia, which they said it was in like Northern Thailand or whatever, okay. and it's actually one of the world's best spas.
Okay.
And it's $250 with this one spa.
Okay.
It's $250, but there are some, I don't know if they're like back alley snail spas that
okay.
you can get it for like $50.
Okay.
Maybe the snails aren't as good. But this, so,
I don't know. Back alley snails.
Okay. Well, so this spa was actually founded. So even though it's in Asia,
okay,
it was founded by two Frenchmen.
Okay.
Because escargot.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
So
okay.
French love the snails. So
I got a whole hand and everything.
I know,
that guy.
I didn't say it's like Italian, but it's the French. So so these two Frenchmen founded it, and they were probably like all Asians, you know, the Asian community seems to do all these foreskin, PRP,
okay.
weird things, so let's
okay.
just take it over there. And,
okay.
and it blew up over there, so they're doing these snail facials. But these two men actually exported 100 snails from their home.
Okay. In France.
In France.
Okay.
Over to Asia, or to this Northern Thailand area. And the colony, and now they have a snail colony.
Ooh.
I that boasts more than 30,000 snails.
Oh.
To use specifically for these facials. That's how freaking popular this is.
Wow.
30,000 snails.
Can you imagine what that compound looks like with 30,000 snails?
What?
Are well, they free-range snails,
yes,
Angela?
Yes, they are. And they eat chemical-free carrots, cabbage, and
aloe.
Yeah.
Oh, so
because you don't want a snail shitting dirty mucus. On your face.
You're right. I don't.
You need that to be organic and
yeah.
chemical free.
Wow.
Because
okay.
if they're going to leave their mucus all over, it needs to be ready to go, right? So.
All right. Okay. All
yeah.
right. Yeah.
So they also have, so this, it was funny because this spa also has nightingale feces facials.
Stop.
Which I was like, you know, again. We're
nightingale's
getting,
a bird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so like. The lady with the bird jewelry.
Oh,
the bird
you just rub the jewelry all over your face, or maybe rub the feces all over your face, give yourself
yeah.
facial, and then make yourself some jewelry
yeah.
afterwards. Sustainability.
Oh my God.
Of the nightingale species.
Okay, so what does this bird poop do for you?
Oh, that I don't know. I didn't get into that.
Oh, you just
one.
Saw that it was
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, I just saw
gotcha,
that it
gotcha.
Was on there too. They didn't go into that
yeah,
one very well.
I don't know
they
if I really
said,
want to know.
They
I
just
know.
Said it was also on the menu.
Okay.
There's no significant scientific research about at all. It's just people just start putting it on their skin.
Putting
like,
snails on
yeah.
their skin? Okay.
Yeah. And they just said that when it was, that there's no research that says that when it's applied to the skin, that the snail, you know, that it's doing anything appropriate, you know, making you younger or anything like that. But people are swearing by it. And okay. It's supposedly the next big thing.
Okay.
So look for these snails in a spa next to you. Now, the one thing, so before I move on to the second one, because when I was looking for this, of course, you know, you get the articles like Google and you get an article and it was like, here's another one. And it was like, you know, these wacky facials trends. And so, but real quick, like before that, I didn't know. Did you know that snails are hermaphrodites?
Maybe. That sounds like seventh grade science or something.
Dropping knowledge.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
That's the thing. I didn't know that they're unisex. Like,
yeah.
They're apparently just androgynous. I don't know how that means they mate. Like, if there's no female or male, if you're a hermaphrodite, or does that mean you have both? Both parts.
Oh, you can fuck yourself.
Oh. That's probably what the snails are doing. While they're out here, go fuck yourself. I am. Hey, Madge. I got chosen to go be put on Molly. This is my snail voice. I got chosen to be put on Molly's face on a facial today.
I'm going to go fuck myself.
Go fuck yourself. I can. And I will.
I can.
And I will. That's my snail voice.
I kind of like snails.
Yeah. Hermaphroditic. I don't know if that's a word. So anyways, so the second facial then that I found is called flaming facials.
Oh, no.
Were your face on fire?
No.
Yes.
And?
They basically are putting flaming towels on your face. And it's a skincare trick that is supposed to burn away impurities.
Sure. No.
It's extremely popular in Vietnam right now, but it's making its way across the ocean.
Like a bad decision.
It looked like a bad decision as well. You should see these like videos. So basically what they're doing is they're putting a towel already on your face,
yeah.
Like a heated towel on your face. And then a trained skincare expert is dousing a towel in alcohol.
You're making me nervous.
He's soaking a towel in alcohol and then lighting it on fire.
Oh.
And then putting it, and there's a little special. It
sounds like a torture thing.
It says that they're lighting it. It says that they light the towel. They soak the towel in alcohol in a special elixir. And I was like, so lighter fluid.
Yeah. Elixir.
But when the towel, as soon as they light the towel on fire and then they put it on top of your face and it stays there for no more than 60 seconds because, you know, fire.
Right.
Third degree burn.
Because it's fire.
And you can, it's actually not just on your face. You can do it anywhere on your body. So people are having full body flaming sessions. To get this stuff done, but so they put it on for about a minute, and then to put it out, they just throw another towel on top of it, and it supposedly puts it out. And they did look like thicker towels. They're these really dark.
Is there like grease in your hair to make sure your hair doesn't catch on fire?
Oh, I didn't. They didn't say anything about that.
Or like you know,
like an old Christmas tree.
You know, and like how do your like eyebrows not burn off?
Well, so the towel that it looks like the towel that they put over your face is very thick.
Okay.
Already. So and then what?
So it's just like a super like hot flash of heat onto your face.
I think so. Yeah, and so like they're burning. So then the other towel that's in alcohol. They're setting that on fire. And so, really, it's just like the top of the towel that's on fire. And then they put it on your face, and it's just sitting there. Like, this person's laying there, and it's just flames. Flames shooting out of the side of my face. Fire. Did you ever see Clue?
Yeah.
Flames shooting out of the side of my...
Was it Mrs. White?
Mrs. White. Yeah. Yes.
Totally Mrs. White. That's okay. She predicted it.
She really did. But they claim that it burns away fat and it burns away skin impurities. So it's probably just opening up your damn pores. Like,
just go take a hot shower. Right, right.
Maybe use a little witch hazel and be
done
with
your life. Holy cow. Yeah.
But yeah, and then it also is supposed to help relieve headaches.
Well, this is like the same feeling I got when I watched those videos for the axe haircutting thing.
Oh.
Where it's just like, ah!
Yeah. Like, you're about to get set on fire. Like,
right.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. So anyways, so they say it's supposed to relieve headaches and all that kind of stuff. I don't know the cost on it. I tried to look around and see what I could find, but... I could not find a cross on that one.
They're like, you don't want to know. Yeah. Like, you got to be really serious about this if you want to do it.
I don't know, like, is there a liability form that you have to sign? Like, we are not responsible
if you die.
Burning your face off.
Right? You got to burn your face off.
So, yeah. So, if fire's not your thing.
Yeah.
Then you can always go to the snails. If snails aren't your thing, check out a previous podcast episode of ours where Molly discussed foreskin facials.
Yeah. Yes, you can get foreskin.
And if none of that is your thing, then, you know, I would say stick with just a good old night cream.
Yeah, bar soap.
I mean, I feel like for our age, we always get told that we don't quite look as old as we are. So
yeah, I'd like to continue to believe that.
I haven't been shooting.
No snails, but on this face.
And snails, you know. I guess the snails you could try at home. Because it's just a snail. There doesn't seem like there's any type of expert training that's needed.
Kids out to the garden.
Yeah.
Go get mom some snails. We're going to put them on my face.
We're going to play spa day.
Spa day. Totally.
And then your other one cousin is like, let me light it on fire, mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So.
All right. Yeah. That's a thing,
so maybe while your back-to-basic billionaires are out camping.
Oh, yeah.
If they find a couple snails, they can put them on their faces.
Pop them on there. And they probably already know that.
Continue to stay young. Yeah. They probably already had snail facials.
Yeah. And, already. Yeah. Like, that was like so 2 years ago, Angie.
Yeah. Well, and there was another at that same. Yeah. Right? So 2000.
Oh, yeah. It's so 2016.
I love snails. I like to eat them and wipe the mucus off my face. So there, it also said the snail spa.
Okay.
In Thailand, northern Thailand, they also had like, it was like a fish pedicure that was like $4,000. Where, how they, have you seen the pedicures where you dip your feet in? It's got all those, I don't know what kind of fish they are. They're tiny little fish.
No.
There's like hundreds of them in this little tub, and you put your feet in, and they eat. The fish come and eat all the like dead skin off your feet.
This is a whole other thing that I don't know
about.
You
don't know about that? No. Oh, shit. I could have made a whole other episode. Damn it. Fish. More to come. Pretend you didn't hear it. Doodly. Erase it.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Look for that upcoming episode then. I'm going to talk about it.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. So
okay. All right.
It's a
cool.
whole other thing.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So. Well, that sounds great. Well, I hope that the weather isn't as bad as it they say it's going to be by the time you guys are listening.
Yeah,
you will know.
For our Midwestern listeners, hopefully we have people from California to Florida. To Tennessee to
enjoy your sunny weather.
Yeah. Dicks. No.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Maybe we have people in Canada. Who knows?
Oh, it's way cold up
there.
We
could be worldwide by now. We have no idea.
The snail place is listening to us right
now. Good job. We love it.
Awesome.
So yeah, hopefully everybody survived and as always, thanks so much for listening. If you have any ideas or anything you'd like for us to talk about, don't hesitate to let us know by letting us know through Instagram @_SoThat's a Thing. If you're not following us,
do it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Rate and review.
All the time. So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much. And always, as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.